Hello, and welcome to Econ 919, our weekly look at what makes the Kenai Peninsula work. I'm Jay Barrett. This week, the cost of education. Lost in the discussion over funding the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District in the next fiscal year is this question. If the district gets the same amount of money for fiscal year 2019, why will it suddenly have a $3.36 million deficit? Well, healthcare costs are going up, which accounts for most of it. $2 million, actually. Salary and benefits for staff is going up $800,000, while utilities such as gas, electricity, and heating oil are expected to go up $400,000. And so, even using $1.3 million from the school district's fund balance or savings account, there'd still be over $2 million of remaining deficit that must be addressed, likely through cuts, according to Superintendent Sean Dusick.
And so, part of that, unfortunately, will have to be staff, both at the district level and in the schools.
Losing 11 professionals would mean hundreds of thousands of dollars in lost economic impact to the Kenai Peninsula's economy, as those dollars aren't there anymore to have a multiplying effect in the hands of others as they're spent. According to a district handout, the cuts being considered by the district include one or two FTE, or full-time equivalent positions, in the central district office, the use of regional administrators for some schools, and the rest by cutting teachers, mostly in high schools. Pupil-to-teacher ratios would grow by 2.5 students to 25 students per teacher in those grades, though lower grades would be affected as well. Now, what's this funding to the cap we sometimes hear about? Well, in an effort to keep school districts in more affluent communities from getting all the good stuff, the state put a maximum allowable contribution a municipality may give to its school districts to help level the playing field. A lot of school districts around the state are funded to the cap by their municipalities, but not here. For fiscal year 2019, flat funding from the Kenai Peninsula Borough leaves it $2,057,761 below the cap. But school district funding is not set in stone yet. The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly is meeting a few more times before it finalizes its budget, which includes school funding. Dusek urged during a Facebook Live session this week for residents to get more involved with the people who hold the purse strings.
Ask questions of the borough. I know that Mayor Pierce is always available and is ready to answer any question. I know coming to the assembly meetings is important so that you can hear firsthand the conversations and the debates that are going on so that you get a good feel for where everybody's at there with the politics of it all.
He did, however, have a caveat.
When people are getting engaged in this entire process, be prepared to answer the question, are you willing to pay for the services that you get through the government and, or the school district? And that's a big question that you should be able to answer publicly to the leaders in our community.
Our number this week is 19, as in fiscal year 19 or FY 19. We hear fiscal year and FY this and that thrown out a lot in budget stories, but what exactly does it mean? Why is it a thing? And for goodness sakes, why are there two of them? Well, a fiscal year is a year as reckoned for taxing or accounting purposes. In Alaska, we generally deal with two of them. The state of Alaska, which has a fiscal year that begins July 1st, which most municipalities follow as well, and then the federal government, which has a fiscal year starting on October 1st. And that's why the cities of Kenai and Soldotna and the Kenai Peninsula Borough and the state of Alaska are all hard at work on their budgets this time of year, because for them, July 1st is New Year's Day. That's all for this week's edition of Econ 919. It was my turn to host. I'm Jay Barrett. Shailen Cochran will be in next week. Have a great weekend.